Hi everyone, it's Richard here from Greenpeace, and we're down in Sussex on a bright and early Friday morning, and I'm here with Andrew, who's a Greenpeace activist who's been helping out with talking to some of the local councillors here. So Andrew, tell us about what you've been up to.
Hi Richard, we've just been trying to explain to them about the consequences of fracking and just letting them know that we're here, awareness of their decision that's coming up and the importance of the decision, and you know, about the opinions of local people who aren't really that much in favour of fracking, so just making them aware of it.
And how have the councillors and some of the people that work here, how have they been responding so far?
A mixture of opinions. Quite a few people are not really aware of the details about fracking and the drilling that might go on. Others are quite supportive, and others think that fracking could be a good idea. So a mixture of opinions.
And I believe we have a big map that we've been showing to people too. We have lots of red dots on the map. Tell us a little bit about it. How does that work?
So the map shows a couple of things. One is people who have signed up to Wrong Move, to sort of say, I don't want anybody to drill underneath my house. So that's one set of dots. And the other set of dots is people who've signed up to the campaign to ask David Cameron to not introduce a law which gets around the current laws and stop people from drilling underneath your house. So there's 5,000 people altogether have actually signed up to do something about fracking.
Great. Thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of the morning.
Thanks.